Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit about one of the most ludicrous and stupid stories I've seen in some time, and that is Beware Disease X. Yeah, Disease X, you heard me right. Because apparently Disease X could arrive in Britain any day, as an expert warns of signs of a major outbreak on the horizon. Seriously, this is the fear-mongering they're up to. So we're gonna have a look at Disease X and the person spinning this tall tale. And I hope you'll enjoy it. If you do, don't forget to let me know before you leave the podcast. Hit the thumbs up on the way out. If you enjoy the work we do here, consider buying me a coffee, link below, or dropping a dollar or a pound in the donor box, link below as well. Right, let's get to it, shall we? So Professor Mark Woolhouse, a professor of infectious disease epidemiology at the University of Edinburgh, believes Disease X is, quote, just around the corner. The threat of unknown viruses that can be transmitted to humans and potentially cause widespread epidemics is known as Disease X by the WHO. So actually, they've got a name for it. It's not just some kind of lunatic Scottish professor dreaming it up. They've actually got a thing known as Disease X. Last year, the WHO warned the next pandemic could be on the scale of the Black Death, which killed an estimated 75 million people. Yes, but was the Black Death a virus or was it a bacteria? And furthermore, these unknown viruses, I mean, all this is predicated on the basis that viruses exist. If you believe in the terrain theory, then you know that may not be the case. But this comes on the news that polio has been found in sewage treatment works in London, and there is evidence of transmission in a small number of people. So Professor Woolhouse believes that these infections are all a sign of what is to come. So, you know, we've seen cases of bird flu, Lassa fever, Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, and monkeypox. So he says, this is what lies in store. He says, there's a name for what we're seeing at the moment in the UK and elsewhere. It's called propaganda. No, he says it's called chatter. It's a term anti-terrorist units use to describe the small events that might signify something much more major on the horizon. Infectious diseases work in much the same way. Scientists believe that the next pandemic is likely to be caused by zoonotic disease, when infections jump from animals to humans. Yet there's no evidence of that, right? Out of the 1.6 million unknown viruses on the planet, well, hang on, how can they know if these are unknown, how do they know there's 1.6 million of them? I mean, this is just sheer psyops, by the way. I'm ashamed to be reading it out to you. Of the 1.6 million unknown viruses on the planet, up to 127,000 of these could have the ability to infect people from animals, according to another organization, the Echo Health Alliance. Southeast Asia, Southern and Central Africa, areas around the Amazon and Eastern Australia were all identified in these areas as high risk for these new disease of Disease X. And of course, as the human population swells and moves further into animal habitats, the risk of the transmission of diseases to humans grows. So Professor Woolhouse continues, the early 21st century has been a perfect storm for emerging infectious diseases, and everything is pointing towards the likelihood of more and more outbreaks. All the drivers are in fact getting worse, not better. This is as Brits are currently being urged to check their vaccine records to see if they have been jabbed against polio. Oh yeah, got to make sure you got your polio jab. Make sure you got your second booster. And so it goes. I mean, look, this is the insanity of the world we're living in. We have clowns like this pushing this Disease X theory, coming out with things which are completely non sequiturs. I mean, you cannot say there's 1.6 million unknown diseases, because if they're not known, then you don't. It could be 1.6 trillion, couldn't it? Or it could be, then again, nothing. So, or anything in between. So that doesn't make sense. And, you know, using language like anti-terrorist language, such as what we've got, is a lot of chatter at the moment. No, the only chatter we have is amongst those in the so-called scientific community who spend their whole time trying to spread fear and evidently talk up need for funds to be directed towards them so they can do much more research and, deepen their pockets. So, you know, so I don't know about you, but I just think, you know, I thought disease X was just something that's made up, but it's not. It is actually something the World Health Organization have classified as being the next most likely pandemic. And with the World Health Organization, when they talk about these things, and when Bill Gates talks about the fact that, oh, if you think COVID was bad, the next one's going to be much worse, then, you know, it does. You would be foolish if you ignored all these things and said, yeah, it's just gibber. It's just empty-headed jibber-jabber. It may not be. I mean, if you believe, as I do, that the whole COVID thing was just a massive scam, which is where my thinking is on it now, then they can scam more because most people fall for the scam. You know, and even silly things like monkeypox, some people fall for monkeypox. And they're pushing polio now. So they're pushing everything that they can. And I think the reason for that is to keep us scared. But if you could imagine that disease X finally emerges from the shadows, can you imagine the fear the majority of people in the world will feel? Can you imagine the reactions from the governments, the lockdowns, the restrictions? Can you imagine all that? Because they got away with it once. And because they got away with it once, they'll try and do it again. That's the whole point. That's why we have to continually push back on this, friends, because if we don't, they will just proceed to disease X and to hell with the consequences. Thanks so much for listening.